You're listening to Daybreak Star Radio, interviewing Jolene Williams, council member of the Snoqualmie Tribe.
Welcome to the Daybreak Star Radio Network, only radio network officially indigenized in the airways, y'all. That is our slogan, and that is our motto 24-7, not 1 hour a day, not 2 hours a day, 24-7. I appreciate everyone out there listening. Anytime you get a song request, anytime you need anything, definitely hit me up. DJ@DaybreakStarRadio.com. Super excited about this interview that's about to happen here any second with a very special guest that has an extremely busy schedule. It has taken a few extra free minutes that I'm very honored to have in the studio. My new friend, Jolene from the Snoqualmie Indian Tribe, please introduce yourself. And I know I just kind of did for you, but I would like you to, I'd like them to hear it from you, please. So if you can introduce yourself and state your tribal affiliation.
We at CEAB, Snoqualmie, Seedsta, Jolene Williams. Hi, Honorable Ones. My name is Jolene Williams. I'm from the Snoqualmie people.
Awesome. And welcome to the Daybreak Star Radio Network. This is your first time actually in the studio, right?
Yes, it is. It's quite interesting to finally be in the room.
Yeah. You know, and I know you've been listening, so it's like, you know, you probably have like this, you know, mental vision of, you know, what's it going to look like? How many monitors are there going to be? How many microphones are there going to be? You know, is there going to be native artwork on the walls? And hopefully we've met your expectations, Jolene.
Yes, it's quite pleasant. It's very welcoming. It's a very, I think, a humble place to where individuals will be able to share who they are.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And let's get into it. So please talk about your position within the Snoqualmie tribe.
I'm a tribal council woman. I've been on the council since, it's kind of hard to explain. I was an alternate in 2010 to 2012, which is a 2-year term in a listening capacity. I was reelected in 2016 as a voting member, which is full time.
Awesome. And we would like to let the youth know that anything is possible, and that's definitely true. Would you mind letting our listeners know, not only in Seattle, but nationally and internationally, how you got to this position within your career?
Well, I didn't just wake up thinking that I was going to be an elected official. It was a process that I had to learn and take the right steps to get to where I'm at currently. My career originally started into just following the vision of my grandmother, which is Evelyn Canem Enoch. And her instruction was to always just go back and get an education and bring it back to the tribe. So I've done that. But during that process, I had to figure out who I was, learn who I'm capable of being, and then also going through different stages of learning different things. My career started out in gaming, which I started my career at Tulalip Resort Casino. I was there for 14 years. I then transitioned to help open up our own casino in 2008 at Snoqualmie Casino. And then that was short-lived. I had to take a transition, take a time out. I went into, during that process, I was a full-time mother, a full-time student, and then just learning who I am and just dealing with the situations at hand during those times. My gaming career started in 94, and then it finally originally ended, I believe, in, I would say, I wanted to really transition out in 2014. So I had a lot of years of understanding regulation, understanding policy, communications, guest services, being able to work with multiple departments as a leader, because when I left Tulalip and casino at Snoqualmie, I was a shift manager. So I was able to navigate individuals up to 100 to 200 people.
Wow.
In operation as a shift manager working graveyard. I had to work with multiple departments, lead supervisors of food and beverage security, surveillance, all the food and beverage restaurants, just even my own inner department, pit managers, dealers, cage staff, which deals with all the money. So I've had to have great relationships with individuals. So I believe that was the starting foundation of how to create a policy, be able to network with those individuals to create the best possible solution for creating a policy or creating something into law, because you have to be able to get the right people in the room to be able to benefit what is good for all. That alone has set the foundation for me to want to be able to go into deliberation and to state your case for the betterment of the Snoqualmie people, which has been my grandmother's foundation. She did her whole life doing that. The moment she could write English, she started putting that work together for her grandfather, which was Chief Jerry Canem. So her life was breathing, living, writing, talking Snoqualmie and for the people. And that's the legacy to where I believe the foundation has been bestowed into me to carry on that, because that was instructed to me by her to get education, bring it back, and set it forth for the rest of the future generations to follow, and to be able to have that knowledge, that experience, and the wisdom from her. And then doing as instructed by her as one of her grandchildren and getting the education to bring it back. That's kind of how the foundation's been set for where I am at. And that's what's always in the back of my mind, is continuing that legwork that she did, because she dedicated her entire life.
Wow.
I have not done my whole life in that as she had. The moment she could write English is the moment she started her career and fighting for the Snoqualmie people and creating documents for her father, which was my great-grandfather. And so as I've learned and taking that experience from regulation, communication, interacting with the community within the public community and personnel community, I've taken that to the table as being an elected official, to be able to get the right people in the room, to get the right people at the table, to create policy, to create law, and to navigate communication for the betterment of the Snoqualmie people, which is just a bigger branch of the work that my grandmother had already started.
That is just such a truly amazing story. And thank you for sharing it. And you know, what's so powerful to me hearing you describe the story, Jolene, is it should just show you so much satisfaction. And I hope it gives you a ton of satisfaction that it's essentially, you know, passing the torch. You know, you are guiding with your leadership and your experience and your skill set and your relationships and, you know, and making your family proud, you know, having them look down and be part of the new journey, you know, the new journey and, you know, picking up where others left off. And instead of just hoping for the best, right? Actually, like being part of it, like you said, you know, wearing these different hats, you know, whether it's concessions, whether it's the entertainment side, whether it's the gaming side. And that's not, you know, that's not an easy job to wear 14 hats. It's some people can't do it. Some people can really only laser focus just on one daily task, one position. But imagine having to, you know, wear all these different suits, but then keep all those suits all at the same, you know, level of altitude on the playing field.
Yeah, it's trial and error, but always keeping a positive mind through all of it. It has been the number one thing. And then just remembering the conversations you had with your elders, yeah, and finding the right support group around you to help keep you going, yeah, which has been always been the strive in my capacity.
How have you seen the gaming side of the business, you know, change, you know, from, you know, the beginning of your career up to current day present?
I'm not too sure, because I know they're wanting to move to electronic gaming in that capacity, but I've seen things flourish too in a different way. Yeah. Just as specifically in Washington State, because now we got the sports betting capacity now, which has been a long process for tribes to be able to negotiate those compacts,
sure,
to allow that capacity to be able to be on their facilities now. I know I really enjoyed the position when I was a shift supervisor or shift manager at the casinos that I was employed at. It was fun because you were always busy. You were always interacting with people. There was an array of diversity in the capacity. So you never knew what was going to take place that day, because you're dealing with just different, it was very diverse with capacity of individuals. You had Asian community, Mexican, the community. It was very, very diverse. So you always had to be on your best A game, what some people would say, to be able to divert conversations or bring them up to the next level to where they would be returning guests.
Are there areas that you miss today that, you know, that if you had the opportunity to somewhat step back into that role, you know, you would be excited to, or that's a previous chapter and onto new strengths?
No, I think that time and era helped mold me for where I'm at right now. Yeah. I missed the friendships. I missed the people. I had great relationships with a lot of individuals that worked in those areas. Some of them are still there. And so sometimes I pop in there periodically and say, hey, I'm glad you're still moving forward. And there's some that I've actually trained as blackjack dealers or, you know, other games in the facility. I've actually trained them and I go back, it's like, wow, now they're supervisors or they're managers. And I'm like, well, I'm glad that you were able to be successful with this career and making a move forward.
And once again, Jolene, you know, giving that person that opportunity just to get their feet wet, be able to feel comfortable to step on the court and look where they're at now. You know, look where they started. Thanks to your guidance, thanks to your leadership, thanks to you giving them an opportunity. That's what it is, right? It's giving someone an opportunity and hopefully they won't take advantage or abuse those opportunities. If you're just tuning into the show, I'm honored and privileged to have Jolene with me here in the studio from the Snoqualmie Indian Tribe. Typically, we do a lot of these interviews via Zoom, but I said I wanted this interview to be live here in the studio, and people will definitely have the opportunity as you all are listening right now via our website, daybreakstarradio.com. All right, let's get into our next question, Jolene. How did growing up in the community affect what you do today?
I think growing up in the community where I'm at, I think what affected me the most is I'm a descendant of two communities that are not close together. Miles keep them apart, but bloodlines kept us close together. So not having complete 100% access to be able to go into Yakima Valley was kind of a barrier, because not everybody back then when you were growing up in the 80s had phones.
Yeah.
And so I lived in a home that did not have a phone for I don't know how many years. I think 17 before we actually got a landline placed in our phone. So that was kind of a barrier to be able to not to be connected to my father's side, which is was in Yakima. So that was the most difficult part, to not have that direct contact with my father or my cousins and family in the eastern part of Washington. I think not living right in the community of a reservation, I lived on the skirts of it. So I was able to observe the growth of Tulalip Reservation. I was also able to experience different things living, because I lived on the very end of Tulalip Reservation, the very last end of the reservation boundary. And so I did not get a whole lot of interaction with the real community of Marysville, because the times of where I grew up, it was a one-way trip to town and one-way trip back. And if grandpa didn't say you could go, you couldn't go.
Yeah.
And if you missed the bus, you were out of luck to be able to even go to school, because it was planned trips, because lifestyles back then were pretty, you know, were pretty stringent to where people had difficulties making ends meet. And so that's the era I'm in. And so I think just not having the resources affected that to be able to have direct interaction with the broader community, and then even the intermediate community that I was supposed to be connected to.
And I'm sure that taught you just the overall framework and positivity of just time management, you know, how important that is in terms of, you know, getting to your destination early, you know, with this, there can always be interruptions. There can always be things that come up, but if we're organized and we, you know, we don't essentially miss the boat, then we know that we'll be able to fulfill our obligations throughout the day. And that we still see people to this day having struggles and issues with time management. And but I think that was fortunate just for your upbringing in terms of knowing, like you just said, you know, if your grandfather used those words and used that language, it was the real deal. Mm-hmm. It was the real deal. It wasn't like, you know, some soap opera here. It was reality to be able to progress and get to the next day's functions.
Yeah, I grew up loving to read, because if I wasn't able to go into the capacity of being with whoever was going into town, I was able to read a book. So I've read, I wouldn't even know, I think, is it Ramona Cleary? I think she passed a couple of years ago, but I read a lot of her books growing up, and that was my time, was just doing a lot of reading. And I still do a lot of reading, but just in different capacities of different items that I need to educate myself in.
Sure, sure. Was there a particular mentor that influenced the path that you're on today that you want to give some praise or recognition to? Shout out to, like we say in the music business and the radio? Is there a Jolene special shout out there?
Right now, I think it would be my grandmother, who's passed in 91. But right now, I think my array of hope and strength and best support would be my husband. He's helped with getting me to where I'm at, even though he's been my biggest challenge, but he's been my main number one support through all of this. We've been through a lot of things. We've been through a lot of shifts and changes in our life, but we've been able to combat a lot of those and still look at things as love and communication and companionship will get us through anything.
That's great. So true. So true. Thank you for sharing. What inspired you, Jolene, to take on this role of leadership in your community?
What inspired me was to be able to bring change, to allow the next generation to have a platform, because the work and the decisions that I have to make now will affect them to where they'll have to carry on the legacy. And as long as they know that I'm here to create a platform for them through policy, laws, and looking for the betterment of us further down the road, I think will help us be effective as a Snoqualmie people. I think hearing their voice, getting to understand where they're at in their life, especially coming out of this pandemic. There's been a lot of different challenges for the youth during this time, because they've had to go basically be forced into isolation, which if you go back into the mentality of those that are incarcerated, and some of them do not come out of those kind of capacities 100% normal. There's always something there that happened that they experienced there because of the isolation. So this generation has experienced, I would say, a good nugget of that, because they were not allowed to have the kinships. They were not allowed to have the friendships, and having controlled Zoom sessions, which kind of creates limited communication amongst each other, I think those impacted it. Because I know my youngest daughter used to go in person, was in person school. She experienced going on Zoom, and then she had to go back to in person. She had to reassess, like, can I keep peopling the way I'm peopling, or is it too much? Yeah. And so she had to make the decision, and we allowed her to make the decision in her own capacity to go back to online schooling. And she's been very successful in that route.
Wonderful.
And I think it's helped her and being that support for her to be able to figure that out on her own without saying that you have to, you know, because some parents get in that capacity. It's like, no, you got to go. But being able to have to create that space for her to be free allowed her to flourish, to like, no, I can't do this. So I think understanding that a little bit better has helped her.
Great. Awesome. Thank you for sharing. Any words? I'm all about, supporting and, you know, helping out in any way we can here at the Daybreak Star Radio Network, the Native youth. I mean, they're our future. Any words of advice that you would like to share to our Native youth that are listening right now?
Yeah. It's okay not to have everything figured out by the time you graduate, but don't stay there, not making a decision on where you want to go.
Yeah.
I think staying idle and not wanting to make a decision or trying to figure it out, I believe it would create more disappointment for that individual. I think if you take smaller steps to continue to keep pushing forward on figuring that out and just asking yourself the who, what, when, where, how, and why, if you can take those little steps to understand those about yourself, you'll be able to understand what the bigger picture is of the bigger dream that needs to come out. But as long as you keep watering those who, what, where, and why, and feeding and thinking about that, and that's the essence of the water, right? as long as you keep pushing at understanding that and thinking about those, that's still movement.
Absolutely. Well said. Well said. If you're just tuning in to our interview, I'm honored and privileged to have Jolene from Snoqualmie Indian Tribe here at the Daybreak Star Radio Network, only radio network officially indigenized in the airways. Y'all get familiar with us, all the listeners out there, daybreakstarradio.com. And download our app. If you haven't downloaded our app, please do so at your convenience. We've got it. We haven't left anyone out. If you're Android, Apple, iOS, we got you covered. Just search for Daybreak Star Radio, available on all platforms. Now, Jolene, I'm super excited. We're gonna transition here a little bit. I'm really excited for this next question. And I've been hearing some rumors about this. And, you know, I figured you would be the best person to ask, is it true that the Snoqualmie tribe has begun construction on a brand new hotel? And if so, is there an official date when it will be open that you can talk about, or is that still a secret?
Well, the rumor is true.
It is true.
We are getting ready to do our expansion with the hotel.
Awesome.
As of date, I think I will have to defer to say, we're all going to have to wait.
We're all going to have to wait.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there'll be a lot of celebrations, you know, as the day gets closer, and I'm sure the hotel is going to be beautiful.
Yep.
You know, it's such a beautiful property, you know, driving an I-90 East, and especially at night too, you know, not a lot of lights, and, you know, you just stay on the highway, you get off that exit, you make that left turn, you go down that windy road, and then you have this just beautiful building with the lights and the garden. And you're, you know, I have to say, every time I visit the Snoqualmie Casino, your valet team, they're all super, super nice guys. They're just there, and it's a hard enough job to just stay organized and within that position. It could be raining, it could be cold out. Those guys are running. They're running up that hill to get the vehicle, to bring it down. And I really applaud how hard those guys work. And I applaud you and your team for choosing the right guys to put into that position, because not everybody could do that.
Right. Thank you. Yeah. Valet, that's a job and a half, I think, in itself.
It really is.
The stairs you have to climb up to go, to go get the vehicles up on that hill.
Yeah.
But also there's a feature there. I don't know if everybody knows, but there is an eagle's nest on the east side.
So really?
On a good day, you will see, I think they relocated because during one of the storms we had, it came down, but I think they relocated, but you'll see two eagles flying out there.
Wow.
On a very good day.
Well, I will, next time I come up, I'll come up during the day. So hopefully I can walk up there and see that. I'd love to see that. Thank you. What else do you do, Jolene, you know, when you're not, you know, wearing the jersey and handling all the responsibilities and priorities that come across your desk every day? What else do you enjoy doing? And what do you do for fun if you actually can have fun in your life?
Well, I try and stay pretty active. So my goal every year has always been at least do 3-5Ks a year. It's normally it's either walking or running, depending on how I feel. As I've gotten older and your knees and things like that get achy. So every year I do a minimum of 3 of those. And then I also try and do at least 1 or 2 hikes during the year. I like to go see the falls. And so I picked a couple of random ones through the past couple of years to go hike. I think there's a Twin Falls and there's a Bridal Veil Falls that I've done, which are very nice. I'm still trying to get up to there's one over in the Rattlesnake Lake hike. That one I haven't encountered yet because it was closed during pandemic. So that one's on the bucket list to do. So that's some of the stuff I do. And then there's times where I just spend time with my grandchildren.
And that's how rewarding is that? Mm-hmm. How rewarding is that? Just because they're the future. They're the future leadership right there. I mean, you can't. Yeah, I don't think there's an early enough age to start, you know, training them and showing them the guidance, you know, showing them the guidance and showing them if this is the career path that they choose to go. And it's obviously up to them, and we all have the right to make the decisions that are comfortable for us. But I know that would show you a lot of satisfaction,
yep.
You know, as once again, passing the torch, passing the baton. Any favorite native musicians or bands that you like?
No, I can never remember the names of the bands anyways. I'm not good with that. My husband is, so if he might know better than I would on which one I like the most, because I listen to a very wide array of music. I don't just stick to what's going on in trends now. I still listen to the classic. I listen to country. I even listen to gospel. I listen to just some musicals.
Well, one artist that, and I'll play for you here as soon as we wrap up our interview, is artist, you may have heard of him. His name is Dreesus, and he has this song called Free Part 2 featuring Fender Case. And it's just such an amazing track. The production, the beats. I mean, it's just definitely one of my favorite artists that I play as often as we can here. There's another artist, Lady Midnight. Of course, Lakota artist, Frank Juan. Just, you know, the movement and the sound that he's been able to project throughout his career, Superman. So we, you know, we have such a vast, amazing music library here, from EDM to folk to flute. And Jolene, I want to thank you again for taking the time to come down here and sit down with me and chat. Anybody you would like to say hello to? Any shout outs?
Yeah, I'd like to say hello to my husband out there. I'm not sure if he's listening today. He works, so he might be still sleeping. My cousin, Suzanne Celto. We've been a partner for the past, 6 years on council together. And we couldn't have made it this far without each other. And I want to thank you for always guiding and mentoring me through a lot of the stuff that we've encountered since 2016.
Awesome. Thank you, Jolene. And I wish you nothing but good health and good positivity in your life for you and your entire family. And thank you again for coming down today. And I look forward to continuing the conversation.
All right. Thank you.